The lineup for the 24th season of the Contemporary American Theater Festival features a play by Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright Charles Fuller that focuses on sexual assault in the U.S. military. One Night is about two Iraq War veterans who are staying in a seedy hotel trying to make sense of life after the military. Fuller began writing the play in 2008, and as he wrote, he kept track of the Defense Department's sexual assault reports.
And they kept going up. And I thought, my goodness, this is something that no one is talking about. I hadn't heard about it. You know, then I started looking, digging. And I found that lots of women and men as well have been sexually assaulted in the military, and all the branches of the military, the Marines, the Army, the Navy, and the Air Force, as well as the academies. I think it's a difficult story to tell, really.
Fuller injects a lot of realism into the play based on interviews he's done with veterans who have been victims of sexual assault.
When I look at the people I met, at least, all women who really had a tough time with this, really a tough, tough time, and are not being treated well. The whole flap about the VA recently is a good example of what is happening to veterans. But the sad part about that is it's the way it's given to us. Is that all the people are men and not women. And that's just totally crazy. Insane. So, I mean, yes, it's a... I don't know, it's an attempt to do what I think is hard to do. That's make reality represented on the stage.
Fuller is an Army veteran, and this is not the first play he's written that focuses on the military. In 1982, he won the Pulitzer for A Soldier's Play, a story set in 1944 that deals with murder and race. The play was made into a movie called A Soldier's Story. Fuller says military and civilian life are very different, and he hopes his work will help those who have not served to gain a better understanding of those who have. And he hopes it helps push the public and policymakers to do more for veterans.
There's a line in the play that says, "Why am I a hero if I die and a nuisance if I live?" And that has been the history of veterans in this country since its beginning. People came home from the Civil War with PTSD. I mean, they were called nuts. Shell-shocked in the Second World War. I mean, all sorts of things. And while we really praise them while they're dying, once they come home, we tend to lose interest in them. And that's the worst part of it.
In addition to One Night, the Theater Festival is offering four other plays this season: Uncanny Valley, North of the Boulevard, Dead and Breathing, and The Ashes Under Gate City. Each play focuses on a concern or ethical issue of our time. CATF producing director Ed Herendeen says he doesn't choose plays with any particular theme in mind, but sometimes, as in the case of this season, themes emerge.
You know, there's a lot of questioning about ethics and morality, a lot of questioning about betrayal, you know, specifically in the case of One Night, you know, has the United States military betrayed the very people that serve the military? You know, so some very serious issues. As always, you know, it's a play, the season's about relationships too, you know, and the complexity of human relationships and the complexities of trying to navigate human relationships in very troubling, sometimes unique circumstances like the war.
Now, you mentioned that the plays are not chosen based on a theme, but it seems this season, like many others, they are part of our national conversation.
You know, that's great because, you know, these writers wrote within the last year. And so, you know, certain issues like religion, like faith, like belief, ideology, you'll see those same things because they're in the air, they're in the news, they're on TV, they're in our newspapers. These writers are responding to the stories that they're hearing in America, and that's one of the, I think, great things about contemporary, is that these stories are about the present world that we're living in.
The Contemporary American Theater Festival runs through August 3rd. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Cecilia Mason in Shepherdstown.